Kez, what does it mean to you to be going to the Olympic Games?
It means the world. It's all I've wanted since I was, when I first started boxing, 8 years old. And it's finally here. It's been a long time coming.
Take us back to the beginning, and your uncle used to sneak you out of the house to take you to spa.
Yeah, so I started boxing, first of all, because my cousin used to box, my uncle's son, that is. And he realised that I was very interested. I used to love, when he came back from fights, I used to love seeing his trophies and stuff. So he said to me, when you're the right age, which was 8 years old, he took me to the gym. And when I turned 8, he took me to the gym, and he said, and I loved it. I always kept going. And from the first session, the coach saw that I had a bit of a talent for it. And yeah, I always kept going. So at first, my mum wasn't hugely... Well, I'd say at first, but she's not fully happy with it now, you know. You know, parents are like, they're protective. And she still can't watch me fight. But yeah, my uncle used to take me either way. Anyway, he used to say, yeah, we're just going out for some food or something. He used to take me out either way. So yeah, that's the story behind that.
And do you ever wonder what might have happened to you if boxing hadn't come along? Where you'd have been, what you'd have done?
I don't really. It's all I've ever known, really. Since, like I say, I've been boxing since I was 8 years old. I've gone through the schoolboys, juniors, youth, seniors, won all the national titles and GB titles. So it's pretty much all I know. And it's just something that's always been instilled in me.
And as a young British Muslim, how important do you think that is, that you're such a role model and you're on this British team and you're going to an Olympic Games?
Yeah, it's very important, but I wouldn't put myself in the category. Don't get me wrong, I'm a British Muslim and I'm proud to be, but I'm British at the end of the day. That's the main thing. The British is the whole picture, and that's why I box for Team GB, because, you know, we're one great Britain.
And we've got the Union Jack here in the Institute of Sport in Sheffield. We've got all the pictures of the medalists around, people like Nicola Adams. How inspirational, how much do you take from that when you come here to work every day?
It's very inspirational because, like, I've been on the GB team for 6 years now. So while the Luke, Anthony and Nicky, obviously Nicky's still on now, but while Luke and Anthony were still on. And Anthony Joshua actually got on the team the same day I did. So it's been great to see him progress, win the gold medal, now be the world champion. And it's very inspirational because it makes me think that I can win this gold medal, turn pro if I decide to turn pro when it comes around, and I could be world champion myself in 4 years.
Yeah, I know Anthony Joshua still comes back and sees you.
Yeah, I've seen him all the time. He's a good mate of ours. So like say, we're one big happy family here, and obviously I've known him 6 years now, so we're very close. And what else you have to realise is we have the best super heavyweights in the country, and so he's not going to get any sparring better than what he gets here. So that's why he comes down and spars the lads all the time.
And after Rio, you've already mentioned turning pro. Does that seem like the main option?
We'll see what happens. You can't put all your balls in one court. You know what I mean? I'm just going to see what happens. See what the prospects are, and go from there. Have a good think about it.
Finally, your team Great Britain, but your team Yorkshire as well, with Nicola, yeah, with Mohammed as well. How much is that Yorkshire pride important to you?
It is important because I know the last Olympics, Yorkshire was the county that got the most medals, and it's great to be part of that, and hopefully I can be a part of that and win a medal myself.
Yeah, I guess that has to be the intention, to go there and get on the podium.
Yeah, it's not just a podium, get that gold medal.